Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little luck, some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of light and life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, spiritual intuits. And that list, well, it goes on and on and on. And every time I think I've finished it, there are five or six more to add on to it. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb and Renee Richards tonight, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, so if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. Deb is in the chat room. As I said, she is the co-host. If you have any questions, she's the one you aim at, because I just don't answer those private messages because I can't quite multitask well enough to do that. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and our special guest tonight can be found at psychicmediumreneerichards.com. Before we get too involved with readings, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those seeking spiritual surroundings and material and I guess, genuine, loving insight. With so many shows on BTR, It's sometimes hard to decide which one you want to invest your time in, which ones you want to endorse. And these are my suggestions. These are shows that I really feel are worthy of being promoted and put out there. I'm not saying that there aren't others, because of course there are. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to all of the shows that are on Blog Talk. For those who are seeking spiritual information, I mean, if you're wanting to go out and you know, put your names on tons of lists and get tons and tons of free readings, you know, you go for it. They're out there. But if you're really looking for shows that have a spiritual energy, shows that radiate the genuine love that I believe comes from a person who is at least attempting to walk their talk. None of us are perfect, but a lot of us try real hard. So I want to kind of give you a rundown of some of the shows that I have found to be valid and exciting and worthwhile tuning into and listening to. You're going to have to probably check Blog Talk for their exact times and days because, to be honest with you, people like me change around all the time. So there is Spirit of the Radio, and that's with Ray Booker and medium Sarah May. They're both from England, and last time I looked, they were on Sundays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our guest tonight, medium Renee Richards, I know has two shows on. I do believe we'll have her give us correct times and days. Renee is genuine and absolutely amazing, and the mediumship she does on her show is it drops your jaw to the table. Then every night from 10 to 12, there is Curious Times with Chris. Curious Times is my favorite show in many ways of all of them because it is a place where you can go and decompose. I know I should have said decompress, but decompose comes out first. I don't actually decompose. I do decompress, however. It is a show where there is an amazing chat room audience that takes on a life of its own. She has unique and different people on all the time. You know, some you may relate to and some you may not, but the reality is the variety of what she puts on her show is just amazing. And considering she's on 7 days a week, not only, you know, this month, but every month there is out there, is just amazing, and she really does have a wide range of personalities that come on. It's fun, it's exciting. She even has open mic nights when people who are just getting into the field are able to, you know, give it a shot and see what they can do for other people. It's an amazing venue, one I highly recommend. It's always full of laughter. And it's the genuine kind of laughter that laughs with you, not at you, which is really a very important quality in my mind. Christina Nelson and Solana have their own show. It's called Paranormal Psychic Radio with Solana and Christina Nelson. Their first show was on Wednesday, yesterday at 5 o'clock, and I don't know if that's going to be their regular show time, but if it isn't, do check it out. I think it's PPR Radio, and, you know, that is so cool. Well, I'm sure she didn't think of that when she made up the title, but they are two very talented and gifted people. They have a plethora of knowledge, and they do share it willingly and freely, and they're joys to listen to. Biteradio.com with Robert. I'm not sure his daytime frame wise, but check out Biteradio.me. And it's on Blog Talk as well. He has a tremendous variety of people on his show as well, very spiritually oriented and lots of fun. You learn a lot. There's Heavenly Whispers with the Reverend Anne Rose. She is profoundly wonderful and an amazing person in and of her own right. And then on the Wolf and the Bear Network on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., we have Hawk's Nest with Ken Quiet Hawk, and that's 8 o'clock Tuesdays, and that is anybody who loves old radio shows. This show is addictive, I warn you. You will get so caught up in the memories of yesteryear that it is amazing, and the shows are just incredible. Even though they were done, you know, in the, I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s, they take you back. They make you form the pictures in your mind, and it is a wonderful, wonderful way to escape. It's amazing. And his partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, has her show on Tuesdays as well, I believe, at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, and I keep getting this wrong. I do hope she is going to, you know, be kind with me. I'm going to sit here till I find it. On My Mind with Mama Moon, and it's on at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays as well. Now, my guest tonight is, I am so thrilled and I am so absolutely honored that Renee Richards would honor us with her presence, because she is probably one of the most profound mediums I have ever had the pleasure or the joy to work with. She gets names like you wouldn't believe. She is, again, the word genuine keeps coming to mind, and I think that's a very important word as far as a reader or a medium or a psychic or whatever, because she hasn't gotten, and I don't believe she ever will, blown away with her own importance, and she is a very humble person. I like humble because it means you can laugh at yourself as well as, you know, you can, you know, share the laughter with other people when something happens. She's genuine. She's honest. She has no problem with saying, gosh, I don't know, or, hey, I'm not getting anything. So, you know, your family must be on a different frequency as mine or something. But she won't BS you, and she will be honest with you. She is a kind, gentle, compassionate lady. One of her shows, I believe, is a teaching show, and the other is a reading show, so you can get double-barreled Renee during the week. So, and I know she's on the switchboard here someplace, because Deb did tell me she was here. So without more ado, I'm going to open Renee's microphone. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Did you sleep while I was doing all of that?
No. Thank you. You know, that's very nice. That's beautiful.
Well, you know, it came, I realized when I was telling people that I thought Blog Talk Radio, how much I love Blog Talk Radio, and then I realized how many thousands of episodes and stuff there were out there, and, you know, if people just want to hop around, that's fine, but, you know, I have, you know, show hosts that I think are absolutely amazing, and you know, it's... There's also Supernatural Radio. Okay, give me when Supernatural Radio is on. I, you know.
there goes that chat room.
Is Supernatural Radio the Purple Plate lady at Purple Plate?
Yes.
www.purpleplate.com? Okay.
Kareen.
That's Kareen. I'm so sorry, Kareen. I will make sure you're added to my list immediately and everybody can sit while I just type.
I think she just finished. They just finished a show with Laura Dupree, her and Kareen.
Ah,
yeah.
Cool. Have you noticed the change and the shift in the energy around lately?
yes. it hit me pretty hard. I took a tumble from it, and so I just backed off my show. And, yeah, it's very, very intense. I don't know why it hit me as hard as it did. I kind of knew it was coming. There were things happening. I was getting signs or whatever. I was seeing things, and I kind of knew, but I was ignoring it, and I kept hearing step away from the computer. You know, it's time to take a break, and I wasn't listening, and between the marketing, the pushing with that and everything else and the readings and my schedule, and I just went, so I'm taking a break. And I stepped away from the computer. But, yes, it's very, very intense. But at the same time, I feel like this energy is about love. And I know I can just hear somebody in the chat room. I can just hear her. But it is about love. And it's about love on different levels. And because as I'm going through this and I'm spending more time out in the mountains and in the trees and walking more and just kind of decompressing, as you say, not decomposing. well, I probably decompose too. Who knows? Every day, you know. But I'm getting to a state where I'm more centered and balanced. And, yeah, I'm trying – It did. It knocked me. But I let it do it. I guess I needed that to step away and to remember all the other things, you know, to have fun with your gift and to enjoy it and like a little girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. I've just been having a blast, and I'm starting to feel much, much better. So.
Well, yeah, I have found that probably over the last couple of weeks, my perception has increased tremendously. But I'm also, the thing that I'm finding disturbing, and of course I think that's something, this is something that everybody should understand, that just because you're a medium and a psychic and all the other wonderful things that we are, doesn't mean that we don't have those aha moments and smacks in the face just like everyone else does. That's why we recognize them so well. And
right.
I've gotten a couple of those smacks in the face, and it's kind of like, oh, damn, I did misread that, didn't I? And it's like, how can you be so freaking stupid?
I mean, I tell people about these things, you know, and it was like I saw the signs, but I kept ignoring them. And I saw the signs, and I kept ignoring it. And then pretty soon, you know, my higher self and soul, which that's how I connect in, says, okay, off you go. And it's like a little kid, and they grab me from the back of the behind there, and they fling me over and say, that is enough. You need some joy here, and you need to reconnect in. And I'm like, okay. But it really kind of whacked me. I wasn't, I guess I just wasn't expecting it. And I think I even had a couple, I think you even mentioned it in a little reading that you gave me. And then a dear friend of mine, Elaine Rayner, I think she's Reverend Elaine Whitefeather. She told me the same thing, you know, there's this, you know, you're going to have to watch out. There's something, you know, change is coming, and I didn't prepare like I usually do. I just was being lazy, I guess.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been talking about it to people for the last couple months, and then, you know, it's really funny. I woke up this morning, and I heard wings, you know, the flutter of wings, and, you know, I checked me, and I was still alive and breathing, so it wasn't the angels coming for me. And let me get up out of bed and see what's going on. And in the kitchen was this bird sitting in the middle of my kitchen with three cats sitting around it, just staring at it. And I, you know, looked at the cats and I said, I don't think so. You're fed well. I'm not barbecuing this, so just back off. And I was able to drop a dishcloth over the bird and take it outside. And just lay it down, and it got up and flew away. But it was to me, it was sort of like I've been going through one of these, you know how every now and then you have to shuffle and reshuffle the people that are around you, and I've been going through one of those shuffles, and some of the people that I kind of was sure were going to stay there and, you know, be long timers turned out to be, you know, that old poem, you know, for a reason, a season, a lifetime.
Oh yeah.
And it turned out that a couple of the people I thought were for lifetimes, or at least for a season, were there for a reason and then not more. And it's like, okay, so I'm really good with other people, and I totally screw up when it comes to my perception of my own circle, and I think that's you know, it just sucks.
Yeah,
I mean it's not a heartbreak. More than anything else, it's a reminder that, you know, I have to pay closer attention to a lot of the things in my life, as well as telling other people the same thing. So it's not the end of the world. Clearly, but it's one of those times where you shake your head and you say, well, okay, yes, I'm human. So, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what it is also, is that it kind of kicks you in the butt and says, remember, you know, who you really are. You're here to serve your life purpose, yes, whatever that may be, but you're also here to live as a human being, and to find joy and happiness and not be so, you know, I mean, I was on the computer from morning till night, you know, doing stuff, and I'm like, and I was losing touch with so many other parts of myself. So it was a way to bring me back into that. And I understood it, and I got many beautiful rewards for it. Today I was walking, and we were down in a ravine with a natural brook, and it was just gorgeous. It was all green. And, you know, people are always shocked about Arizona and how green it is, but it was beautiful. And I saw the most beautiful fairies, but I also saw these little people that were all like opaque white, and, mm-hmm. and they were just absolutely beautiful, and they were like singing and flowing into the water, and I just, you know, and I thought, and you know, my husband was with me, and he doesn't see anything. He just keeps going, and I stopped dead in my tracks, you know, but the dog saw it, and the dog sat down next to me. Yeah, so, and it was quite an experience, and I thought, isn't that beautiful? And then I felt like this is what you get. This is the reward you kind of get for disconnecting from the technical side, you know, because it's always all that so wrapped up, you know. It takes so much nowadays to be a psychic medium. Unless you hire somebody, you have to really do everything yourself, all the promoting and the marketing and everything. So it's a lot.
I'm trying to
write that damn book, you know. I'm having a hell of a time with that because each chapter is so emotional that, you know, I have to go through all that whole thing. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I do notice that you are now having your show produced and you have someone screening for you. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's fantastic. And it's so funny, you know, I've always, you know, and you know, I'm kind of like a control person, and I'm trying to let that go a little bit. So Chris came in from Curious Times, and she doesn't know she's dealing with this dyslexic human being because even when she marks things, they go by me. I don't get it sometimes because I'm so focused, like, on energy or what's going on that I don't even see it. So I'm going to try to be more focused when we do swing back into action, which will probably be not this Friday, but next Friday.
Now,
and,
normally, do you do two shows a week?
I do, normally. I do the Teaching Tuesday program, which is either a half an hour or an hour, depending on what I'm talking about. I think the Language of Light was like a half hour with two meditations. And then on Fridays, I do readings. So I don't do any readings on Teaching Tuesday. Friday is an hour and a half of readings. And Chris tries her best to do what she does, you know. And she does a really good job. And she's in the chat room, too, and she's very helpful. Her energy is really good, too, also to be there. That's also very important. It can be kind of disruptive in a way to me because I feel like everybody that's calling is, like, supposed to call in some weird way and that I know them. But I don't know what that is. It's that unity consciousness thing, you know? And I do feel that. So I don't know. It works well. Yes, it's a blessing. And let me shorten the answer. Yes, it's a blessing. It is.
I'm
so glad that I could let it go and do it.
Well, I know that Jeannie has been with me since just about the very first time I did shows. So, you know, and we learned the switchboard and the screening and the green room together. And I remember saying to her, come and be a co-host, be a, you know, and she said, so long as I don't have to talk, I'm fine. And she's done an amazing job. I've gotten so used to it, so used to actually knowing the name of the person that I'm, you know, pulling on to the air that you know, can I do it the other way? Sure, if I have to, but it makes it so much more personal when you actually, you know, can say, hi, so-and-so, how are you? And I think it's cool. So now I'm spoiled. Now I call on Deb and Chris and, you know, anybody who knows how to use a switchboard because it just makes the show flow more gooder.
It does. It does. And I can see the benefit of it. And like on my show, we were doing first-time callers first, and then the last day of the month was a free-for-all, and you could call in. Anybody could call in. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was that she was going and marking it for me, and I don't know what the heck I was doing, but I just laughed and laughed because I was just messing it all up. And she goes, well, now we're going to put asterisks on, asterisks, so I can see it, you know, because uh-huh. I do, I miss things, so. I don't know what that is.
Well, I was doing a favor for a friend of mine who runs psychic fairs, and I did a couple of shows with five of his psychics. And so before the show even started, I had five psychics and then Robert and then Jeannie, and I don't know if it was Jeannie or Deb, but some, you know, somebody was helping to screen. And I was okay, except one of the psychics' name was Sue. And then we had a couple of people that called in that had the name of Sue as well. So, you know, there were like 40 calls, and it was like, oh, damn, well, whichever Sue this is, you're going to read. So just get ready. And if you're a caller, tough luck, you're going to read. It was just, I lost
you're
myself
reading.
because between trying to remember which psychic was up next, and the caller, and, you know, seeing this, you know, I don't normally get 40 callers on my switchboard, and so
oh
it was,
gosh,
it was bizarre. I mean, it was a fun show, and it was fun bringing five people that had never been on the radio before onto the radio to do readings for people. It was cool, but I don't think I want to do that again. There has to be a better way to do this, but
yeah,
but we
maybe
do have,
not as many.
Yeah, that was it. It sounded like such a good idea when I was thinking about it, but you know, the thought and the reality are in two extreme universes, unfortunately.
yeah, that's true. I don't think I could have done that. I would have got flustered. Only because I would have just thrown up my hands, opened up all the mics, and go for it. You know, I would just be like, you know, free for all. I don't know. I would have got lost in that. That's pretty good that you could handle that. I would have had it all messed up, I think.
I did. I totally had it all messed up. And but it went well, and you know, the people that got readings, you know, did not sue me, so I think we're in great shape.
Yeah, that's
so,
the next thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, we've got a nice long line here that we're going to work our way through here of people that you know, are patiently
okay.
Sitting and waiting. We've got Rowena here. Hi, Rowena. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you tonight?
Doing well. How can we help?
Okay. Well, I'm in the process of trying to get a business up and running. But in the meantime, I drive a school bus in the winter months, and come summer, I'm always concerned about having enough hours to work. And I put in a couple of inquiries, and I'm just wondering if I will get the hours that I need.
Absolutely.
For this summer.
Absolutely, and what I'm seeing here is you have law of attraction working with you. So on top of, you know, applying for things and putting the work out there on an intellectual level, it's really important that you put it out there also on a spiritual level, and basically get a vision board going that's, you know, says getting the hours that you need and having fun and having time for balance in your life. And I do feel strongly that you'll get the hours that you need. There's a commitment here, and you're a strong, sensitive person, and I think the universe doesn't let people like you down. They take care of them. Renee, what are you getting?
Well, hi, Rowena. How are
hi.
You?
I'm
hi,
good.
The first thing I noticed looking at your energy was that you have that pink, and it's that peppermint pink that means that you do have some ability. Is that true? Is there some ability that you have going on there?
What kind of ability were you
like
talking
psychic,
about?
Like psychic, like you know things.
Yeah.
You can feel things. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you
definitely.
Need to use, okay, so that is a big plus, and it's very, very big in your energy. And also I was drawing these circles over and over again, and so what I feel like is that sometimes you can go round and round like the wheels on the school bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
and just round and round and round. But you are getting ready to change that. And you are, like Barbara was saying about manifesting, you have that ability to do that. Everybody does. But what I'm saying is you even have more than, let's say, the norm that doesn't have that psychic ability, because you can put it out into the universe and you can actually feel it going out. But what I need to tell you that when you are manifesting what you want, which is, you know, I mean, just by the tone of your voice, just by your energy, you're able to have it. You understand what I'm saying? It's coming to you. Whatever you want, you should be able to definitely get those jobs that you want. But what you need to do with your manifesting, that I feel like you kind of think about it, but you don't make it real purposeful, you have to put emotion with it. And if you haven't seen that video, The Secret, that's a really good video for that, and it's something easy that everybody can watch. And I think even Oprah was talking about it. I don't know. But when you put emotion with your manifesting, you're going to bring it more to you. Now, I do see yellow. I think it's maybe a school bus, but it's not that kind of yellow, so I'm throwing it out. So, and what I see is intermittent of the future, yellow, then a different color than yellow. So it means to me that, like, in a month or so, that you will have the job that you want. But you just got to go out and do it and keep positive about it. Like, if you don't hear when you think you should hear, don't let it get you down. Because when you're starting to move that energy and push it forward, you need to let it be what it is and don't choke it. I, as a reader, you cannot choke anything. You can't squeeze it. You can't, make it. Even when you're manifesting, you can't do it in that way. It's sending it out into the universe with emotion about the job, that you want it, that you're happy and you're joyful. So that's really the message, is bring it on home, because you've got what it takes, okay?
Yeah, I have an appointment Monday with a different company. Normally, I work through the school district in the summer, but I'm just not. I just feel like I'm just all over the place with work in the summer this year, and it would be kind of nice to be able to nail that down.
Well, you are going to nail something.
Okay.
And within a month, you are. It's there.
Okay.
And it's got the yellow. When I see that color of yellow, I know that it's a new beginning. So I would say it's probably connected with that job that you're hoping for. But like I said, now, don't go crazy with the energy, you know, trying to force it and force it. Because how we were taught before, you know, you go get it, you beat it, you know, you just go get it and beat it down, you know, whatever it takes. And in a way, that's right, but with manifesting, it won't work that way. And with energy, it doesn't work that way. It actually dissipates the more you try to control and squeeze and push and all that stuff, as I have learned just in the last month myself.
Now, I need to just relax and just go through the steps and just say, if it
and
happens,
see,
it happens, and it's meant to be.
Well, no, you need to direct it by whatever it is, the job that you're applying for, see yourself actually getting it. See yourself shaking their hand. See yourself jumping up and down in joy. See yourself running to, you know, your mother or your friend or whoever, your children, and saying, oh, my God, I got the job. I'm so happy, and expressing that joy and love. That tells the universe, oh, that's what she wants. Okay, well, let's go give it to her. And it does work like that. You can do all kinds of little tests where you do it on smaller levels, but that's what's happening. That's what's coming your way. So you just have to be prepared for it. And I don't get anything about not getting it or anything getting in the way or anything. Like, you might get in your own way. There's free will. How do I know what you're going to do, you know, in the next week? You may panic and then start to really nail it hard. And but a vision board, put the vision board up, you know. It has to be some way of getting it out into the universe. But it has to be through thought and emotion and it goes out. I've seen the atoms spinning. I've seen them. I know that they make matter. So they're going to bring to you what you want as long as you do it from a centered place with love and emotion and just keep guiding it, keep telling it.
I would definitely get a copy of The Secret and either read it or watch the video is really good. So you can get it on Netflix and all sorts of places, probably on YouTube by now. So do get a hold of a copy of it.
Okay, The Secret, and that's probably the movie, The Secret. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look into that because I really need to work on this manifesting because I have a habit of pushing. They keep saying, "Well, you've got to give it effort. You've got to put your foot forward," and I do that. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something
wrong.
But
it's in a different way. Yeah, watch that movie because it's called The Secret. Because people who have really succeeded, they call them the 1%. They all use it. People, all these corporations with all the money, people, they use that for what they want. They know how to do it. And so that's why it's called The Secret. It's a very, very good informational video, easy to understand, easy to do. I had a pen and paper, and I took down notes because I'm always playing around with manifesting. And so it was a great movie. I thought it was very, very good.
Who made the movie?
You know, I wouldn't know that. All you'd have
to
do.
Okay, all right.
I'll
look up on the computer and I'll Google it. But thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Rowena. Bye bye now.
Okay, have a great evening. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, I loved that. And what got me about The Secret was, this is no secret. This has all been out there for a long, long time. Nobody just ever put it. This is not a big secret.
I know. I heard that, too, and I was like, dang, why didn't I think of making a movie, or something? because it has been around forever and ever and ever, and it's no secret, but yet I think we all have in our mind, and even, like, when you read about it, there's tons of books out there, How to Manifest. I don't know. It's just doing it. And I think everybody should start out small. Just start with something small and then bring it to you and see how it works.
I think one of the things about The Secret, if they had called it, you already know this, dummies, practice it, nobody would have bought the book. But because it was The Secret, because they were letting you in on a secret, everybody wanted to know what the secret was. And most people went, damn, of course. How logical. And it took my watching The Secret to do a vision board, and I'd known about vision boards forever. The last three vision boards I've done, everything has come true. Everything. And I went to extremes. I mean, I thought, well, let's just be really obnoxious about this and see how good they are. The only thing, and I have to admit that the only thing that never came true so far was that I don't have $20 million in the bank. I think I was a little greedy.
That's a big amount.
I took a $20 bill, and then I decoupaged the whole thing so that everything was sealed in so nothing would fall off. And there were a number of times I wanted to take a razor blade to it and get the $20 bill out because I really could have used it.
Yeah, I think with my manifesting, the problem is, with me, is that I ask for one thing, then, oops, I change it again. And then I ask for something else, and oops, then I'll change it again. And I can't stay, I don't stay consistent. But I know that, so I'm getting ready to start again and then be more consistent about it. But most of it has come to me what I wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. I do swear by them because the stuff I put on was really extreme. And, I just kept glancing at it every day. You don't have to pray to it. You don't have to meditate to it. You just have to validate it by looking at it. That's all it takes. And you're off and running. Okay, we've got Sharon from Ohio here. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. How are you this evening?
doing very well. Thank you. How can we help?
Thank you for taking my call. I have an employment question also, and I'm looking for an employment. I've been looking for a few months now, and I was wondering what you see with that, landing one or, you know.
You know, it's funny because I threw cards out for you, and I have law of attraction here. And I don't think you know what you want to be if you grow up. And I mean, you know what you do well as far as job and stuff like that. But I'm not sure that you really know what your heart's desire is at this point in time. And I think from what I can see, you're at a point in time here where your heart's desire is really important. That what your passions are, those things that you've always wanted to dip your fingers into, you know, are calling to you. So do I see you getting a job? Absolutely. I feel that by September you'll have one. There is New Balance here and compensation coming in. But what I'm seeing is the universe is giving you time to figure out what are those things that will give you the joy you want in your life so that you can have a fuller, richer, joyful life from the September time frame on. And it looks like there's going back to the books. It looks like there's you know, sort of allowing yourself to learn new things and expand your consciousness. I think this is a very exciting time for you, and I understand the need to have money coming in, and you know, I understand it. It doesn't often happen, but I do understand it. But at the same time, there's a level of your life that you haven't been addressing, and that's those things that give you joy. And those things do not cost money. It's not a matter of wanting to, you know, buy a special camera so you can take magical pictures. It's what are those simple pleasures that have always, you know, sort of nurtured you that you're not getting involved in. And I do feel that there are a number of things here that when you were much younger you did and you had fun with and you put aside when you grew up and became a mature adult. And frankly, I want to pull them back into your life so that you're not just an adult, but you're a joyful, manifestational adult.
Okay.
So,
Yes, I do
see you getting a job, but you have to, I feel the universe saying, come on, let's celebrate some of those talents and gifts that you have inside of you that you have not let out of the closet in a long time. And I'm, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not changing your profession because that would be ridiculous, but I do want to more greatly enrich your life. Renee, what are you getting?
Well, are you currently working?
Well, I'm working part-time.
Yeah.
But it's not in what I do. I'm working part-time while I'm looking.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good.
Oh, I know. Oh, no. I know.
Does the name, so what you're trying to bring towards yourself then is a full-time job while you're
that's
looking,
my
right?
That's my career. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want, yes, and this job I just do, I could get unemployment. I was approved for it, but I'd rather work. So, and it's fundraising. So, I do it 20 hours a week. That's what I'm doing.
That's okay. That's good for you right now. Don't poo-poo it. Go with the flow.
But I love the job. I love the job that I was in. I'm trying, you know, I am going a little bit more to the left. You know what I'm saying? Because I have administrative skills, but you see me landing once.
Well, you know, I got the number 6. Is that in your birth date? Or what does the number 6 mean anything to you? Because if it doesn't, that's what I'm seeing. It's going to take you like 6 weeks or something.
Well, 6 is June, too.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be this month. It doesn't feel like it.
Okay.
It feels like it's out there a little ways. You know, and I also heard a name of Roy or an R name. It sounded like Roy. And if that doesn't connect with you at all, if you don't know a Roy, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then that is connected to somebody that you're going to go through that is connected with work.
With work, yeah.
Yeah. And believe it or not, that does come through a lot. I gave a lady a name quite a few times, and they call me up and say, you know, that was the connection. So, and it may be, and it may not be. Who knows? But I did hear Roy, and if it doesn't make any sense to you as a family member, it doesn't feel like, I mean, usually I'll see
no,
a family
there's,
member,
Roy
you know.
Roy is someone you'd remember. You'd remember that name. You just would
yeah,
remember
and
a Roy.
So
you know.
It feels like I heard Roy connected with you. So I feel, and I'm very confident in what I get, even though it may sound like totally bizarro, at the time, I really think that's going to make a connection. You know, you're about done with this whole thing. You're about done with it.
And I can see why Barbara said that I'm not have joy because I'm so down that I'm not working. I'm sure she's picking up on that, too.
But you are working. I mean, you have something. It may not be that much, but it is something. I feel like even the area that you're in is a good area, that the connection is going to be made with an R, let's just say an R, R name, even though I heard Roy.
Okay.
And so, you know, just to be safe. So I think that connection is going to be made. You know, by the tone of your voice, by the light that you have within you, and by looking at your energy and feeling it, I feel like that connection's made. But, you know, also, I do see this little hill. You know, it's just a hill. It's not a barrier. It's not something that's going to stop you. But
and
I really
it's not a huge one.
No, it's like a, it looks like a bump, but it's in your energy. And you know what this bump is? This is a mental bump. No, it doesn't mean you have a bump on your head. It means that it's something
that you're...
My spirit
is gone.
You're creating
not,
it, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
So
I
you
know.
Just need to make that connection, like Barbara said. You know, do you love animals?
Mm-hmm.
And you
I
have
really
an,
do.
Yeah, you're like me. See, I do, too.
I love them,
it.
Especially basset hounds. Basset hounds are my favorite. Oh, I love all dogs. Dogs, I
you
love.
Need to go and maybe volunteer or take care of a dog once a week or walk dogs or just go and spend time with them. There's something about that, you know, little dog animals are little angels, I think, and they help people, and I think that would help you.
I
that
believe
would
that.
Be
I know.
Your, yeah, your connection into something that is bigger than you are and more divine. Animals are healers. They're little angels. They come here to teach the best lessons. And I think they would help you feel peace and a connection in. And then I think that I really do think that number 6 does not have to do with June, but with 6 weeks. It can't be 6 days. I say, like I ask, I go 6 days, no. The month of June, no. 6 weeks, yes. And then I see I see scissors cutting a ribbon, like she made it through and we're celebrating by cutting the ribbon and opening it. And so, that's what I see. I don't think you've had any ceremonies lately, have you, where you cut a ribbon?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then I
so
would probably take that as, yeah, cutting a ribbon and going
here.
In. Yes,
so the
yes, celebration,
the I
yeah.
I know.
So you're like me. Okay. You get so wound up that you forget, like Barbara said, the things that come from your heart that you need to enjoy. And we need to stop and enjoy them. I do it myself. Even though we've got time on our hands because you're not working full time, you're not indulging yourself into something that will bring you joy and happiness and connect you into the flow. And that will, the little animals will. They're just.
And you are, I know you're right, but we all know that money is the, you need it, everything, you know what
you
I'm saying?
You do. You do. When I manifest, that's what I usually am manifesting about. I need, you know, I need to bring this money. I have to pay bills, you know. I mean, I just, and then I always see myself happy. But, yeah, but to volunteer won't cost you anything either.
I know.
You'll have to get there.
I'm just worried that I'm going to take a lateral. Do you think this is going to be, a lateral move, or will this be, I'll take lateral, but I'm not going to have to take an entry-level position, am I?
I don't think so, no. It doesn't feel like it's going to be that. And, you know, God, I just was You have, are you paying mortgage?
I have a mortgage, yeah.
Yeah. You have never been late. You have never been late
How
on
did
a
you
bill.
Know that? You're right.
You have always been excellent at every, you're like my husband. My husband is like, and he taught me that. I didn't know that when we got married. And, but you're like that. That comes naturally for you. And so you get everything paid and taken care of, and you like everything neat and in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have to, that's what's driving you crazy, is that.
I'm so orderly. I know.
Yeah,
I
it's
know.
All in your mind, you know. It's in your mind. You got to keep it going. Take it down a couple of notches. That's why I'm good for my husband, because I'm the opposite that he is. And
that's
just
so
take
good.
It down a couple of notches and relax and go have some fun. And I swear that helps to make things come in even better.
Okay. The summary of it all is the job is coming.
That, out of all that, yes. Hang on. But what the advice Barbara gave you about...
I know, with great advice.
You have to... That's part of it, too.
Find love with... I know. Relax.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, absolutely.
You sound like someone I know who says I know all the time. Okay, hon.
Okay, Sharon. Thanks for calling. And Sharon,
yes,
you can download this and archive after the show, and you can repeat it. You can play it over and over and over and over again, and you will hear that no matter what wonderful news we gave you, it was like, is this a job? Is it going to be a lateral? Is it a job? You weren't hearing all of the other wonderful, magical stuff that's there. And when you can relax enough to put that into your life as well, then it becomes phenomenal.
Harmony. I know exactly what you mean. Listen
okay.
to it while I walk in the park.
Yes.
Barbara, believe me, I heard. I heard it. I really
okay,
did.
Okay, just loop it and put the tape recorder under your pillow at night and just, you know, bombard yourself with, it's going to be okay. How could it
Thank
not be?
Thank you both, nice ladies. Thank you. Put me on hold while I want to listen, okay?
Okay, sure thing. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
You know, my husband's like that. He is he's a worrywart. He drives me crazy, you know, and I'll be like, if you keep doing that, I'm going to leave the room because I can't do this.
Yeah, no, The world needs people like that. I'm just glad I don't have to be one of them. I'm so glad she's doing the job for both of us because, you know, there's no way I could possibly be that responsible.
No.
So.
Yeah, she does. I can just see everything she's got lined up, and it reminds me of how my husband is. I mean, like when he pays something or he makes a return phone call, he puts complete on it, and everything's organized, and I'm like, oh, my God. Then he comes in, like, my office, and he goes, oh, my, I can't, what are you doing in here? I go, you get out of here now. Leave me alone.
Oh.
That's how I work.
I take notes all over the place and then I lose them, and every now and then I have to just call everyone I think I may have called back, and I call back and say, I know we just talked and I know we booked something, but I can't find the piece of paper I wrote it on. So are you getting a reading?
I do it all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we've got Diana here. Hi, Diana. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Barbara. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fabulously well. Thank you. What's up with you?
Oh, still going through crisis mode. I was wondering what y'all see coming up next. Trying to get enough mental agility to write a letter that makes sense and doesn't go overboard in length and get
okay.
it to the proper authorities and spill the beans.
Well, first I have to thank you for being the kind of person you are, because if people like you weren't constantly in trauma, I would not have a job. So
you're sure
I,
right.
I so appreciate your having a lifetime that shows you constantly in crisis. Now, that said, I
it's
see money
same
coming
crisis,
in.
By the way. Yeah, it's the same crisis since I met you, you know.
I know. You just hold on to it so that you can still call in. You know, if you solved all your problems, you could still call into the show and just say, hi, how are you?
I usually listen.
I know. I see money coming into you. I see you by July rebirthing a new aspect of yourself, and I do feel that there is commitment to change and there are new beginnings by September. So that said, it really feels like you are dealing with the law of karma at this moment in time, and I feel that you feel pressured to do things that make you uncomfortable, and yet it's important that you do them to break a pattern that you've had for many past lifetimes. So taking control, breaking the pattern, doing things that make you a little bit uncomfortable and allows you to move forward into a more comfortable flow of life.
I know it's always difficult to do.
Oh, but it's easy. It's just a little two-letter word.
Yep, sure.
I mean, I know. I have difficult too. I have, you know, I get something in my head and I just, you know, it's hard to let go of it. But the reality is I do believe you understand that this is a moment in time where you are breaking a pattern from the past, from past lifetimes, where you have been a victim. And this is really crucial and really important that you do it and do it right and then move on. Because it feels like this breaks a pattern, it opens the path for you, and you move in new directions. So the element of fear, and there is fear here, but that element of fear that you feel, it's from your ego saying, we've never done this before, I'm not comfortable with this, let's not do this, let's go back to the old pattern because I'm more comfortable with that. And the spirit within you is saying, no, it's time to break the pattern. So you have this sort of backing and forth going on inside of your head, and go with the spirit, because the spirit is going to pull you into new venues, and it's so time. It's so absolutely time for you to break that pattern and put justice in its right place, create the new balance, and let go of the fear that's been sort of nibbling at you for a very long time. Renee, what are you getting?
Well, I'm saying it's time for the lady to stand up and roar. That's what I'm getting. You know,
I'm standing up.
Yeah.
Standing up.
And sometimes, now listen, sometimes it takes someone, some people are born that way, some women, and I'm going to talk about women. Some women are born that way, other women are not. Like me, I don't know. I go back and forth. Some days I roar, some days I don't. And when I was younger, I was taught that, you know, you're quiet and you're demure, and I never was like that. I've always had a big mouth. I've always had a big personality. But I've also had my times where I hid and then had to be brought out again. So I've been in and out, in and out. And this is it. This is it, you know. The strengths, I see a lot of power behind what you're doing. I guess you're writing some kind of letter that I feel like is going to open something, Pandora's box in a sense, but that's
mm-hmm.
okay, because whatever it is, you have to stand behind it if you truly believe that it's true, and or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And I think that you do, right? You believe 100%.
It is true.
And
it's
it is
true.
True.
But it's just, I'm trying to abbreviate it, and it won't make sense if I do.
No, don't, no, write it from your heart and let it be what it is, because it's something that has to come out. One time I had a dream that I was pulling this, like, cork out of my nose, and I'm like, what mm-hmm. the heck was that dream about? That dream was about removing a pattern that I had that I was trying to let go of. And mine had to do with outside power, being angry with outside power. You know what I mean? Getting mm-hmm. the power from outside with anger instead of going within and being settled and quiet and having the power. So I was learning this this new way of being. And that's what you're kind of going through. This is kind of your cork you're pulling out your nose. You know what I mean? You're pulling it out. And but really, it's kind of coming out of your heart. And it's going to be a good thing. Don't poo-poo it. Don't put it down. Don't get frustrated. There may be times when you set it aside and say, okay, I can't deal with it now, but then you need to deal with it. You've got to go all the way with it.
Renee, when do you see this terrible event ending and hopefully successfully so I can move on?
I would say probably by 3 months.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, both. Yeah.
Now if it goes longer than that, that's okay. Are you doing like a whistleblower thing?
I didn't understand that word.
Whistleblower?
Yes, and yeah, definitely. Yeah, I do understand
okay.
that word. I just didn't
yeah,
hear
you
it
don't
right.
have to say
yes.
say it anymore. But 3 months. You have to stand your ground. What's going to happen is you're going to take a lot of stuff from it, emotional stuff, and you're going to have to be strong enough to say bullshitto. Sorry.
Yes.
And just, and be able to say that and stand your ground and know within your own energy that you're right and you've got to follow it through. So I appreciate
I know I'm right.
it. Just like Barbara said, I very much appreciate what you're doing. It's important. We have to have people like you or things just go on the way that they always do, business as usual, and it needs to stop. So right
listen,
on,
finally.
Mama. Go for it.
Okay. Okay, Arizona baby. Thank
Aww.
You so much. I just hope that they will listen to it and, you know, start an investigation. If they do, there's no way I can lose. But up to now, they just did not put the time and energy to do that. And I've been the only one victimized here. And it's sort of like powerlessness feeling that way.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. But I think something's going to come of that. I don't think it's going to be ignored. I think something's coming of it. It's got, like when I look at your energy, it looks like there's energy coming off that and moving forward out. So I think something's going to come of it. There's going to be a resolve, and you're going to be happy about it. It's going to change you. This was all set up for a reason, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, however you want to look at it. But the truth of the matter is that it was set up that way.
Thank you so much. And there is truth in the matter, and I wish you a wonderful vacation under the stars in Arizona in the mountains.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. I love that. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you. I want to
thanks
listen,
for calling.
Okay? Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye.
Oh, my pleasure. She's such a neat lady. She's been calling forever. I just,
oh, really?
I she's such a generous, kind, loving person that it's always a joy to have her call the show. I just feel bad that she has so many situations that she feels she has to call the show.
And, you know, sometimes it almost, for some people, you know, it's anonymous. And you can call up and you can kind of say whatever you want. And nobody's
uh-huh.
really going to call you on it, you know. So I can see why, but yeah, I wish there weren't so many things going on in her life too, where she just have some peace and have some fun. But
yeah.
I think right now that's what this is all about, just handling that.
Yeah, she's gonna do fine. She always does. Okay, we've got Mia here. Hi, Mia. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, ladies. I'm doing good. How are you?
Absolutely great.
Well, I talked to Renee a few times, and I'd like to check on my energy. I am trying to connect with my higher self, and I don't know what's blocking.
Oh, you know, well, Barbara knows about this, too. but I'll go ahead. You're not blocked from contacting your higher self, and I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing with you because I know that when you sit and you do those meditations with yourself, and you're still doing the star technique, right, the soul star technique?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, do you know that when you do that, you are contacting your higher soul self? That's the eighth chakra is the soul manifest on Earth. That's the way you move into that. So that is the soul. You are contacting it. I don't know if maybe you have some expectations. I can see your energy, and you are connected. And you're connected very nicely, by the way. Good job. But
Thank you. I think
you're expecting more than what's happening. Are you expecting, like, what are you doing? Are you expecting to hear, hello down there? And here it comes, you know.
No. Like a phone call, right.
No, it's very, very subtle. The soul work is very, very subtle at first. The more that you do it and the more that the Anthakarana gets opened up and works, you know, in between there, the more the communication takes. Now, like if you read the Soul Star Technique, it says sometimes up to 2 years. But I don't believe that. I believe everything's super accelerated right now and that you are connected to your soul, to your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the expectation because you want to know something and you're asking. You want to know one specific thing. And remember what I say with spirit, and Barbara can verify this. When you're working with spirit and you want a detailed thing, you can go round and round in circles because they ain't going to give it because of free will. And they want you to use your free will and your own beingness to make that decision. But you will feel a gentle nudge a certain way. You will feel like if you turn to the left and you say, well, I could go this way, and then feel how that feels. If it feels like, then don't go that way. It'll feel a certain way, but you need to ask that over and over and over because you are connected. You may think you're not, but you are. Everybody is. It's just when you pay attention to it, it brings it more into your reality. It makes it more available because you're using it. Whereas people who ignore it say, oh, I don't need to do anything, you know, I can talk to my soul, which maybe some people can automatically, but I haven't seen it too often. It requires effort. Don't you think so, Barbara?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you know, I just have to sort of reinforce what you said. Frankly, you know, burning bushes and claps of thunder have been done, and they don't often repeat themselves. So these days, the higher consciousness is always there, is always trying to get your attention, but our egos make us question everything, and that in many ways, you know, puts a blockage there. So I suspect you're getting messages all over the place, and you're just thinking, that's my imagination. And no, it's your higher consciousness. It's your spirit. It's that inner spirit, that wise spirit that has come through time, that is riding in the vehicle that your body right now is really trying to communicate to you. But you're not going to hear. I jokingly did a sermon once, and I had a telephone on the pulpit, and I made it ring, and I picked it up, and I said to everybody, excuse me, God wants to talk to me for a minute. It doesn't really work like that. So it was a great sermon, actually. You know, it's kind of like, I'm busy now, can you call back later? Okay, no, you don't have enough minutes. All right, we'll keep going. But it's sort of like your higher consciousness, you know, will give you wonderful philosophy. You're asking for absolutes, and the spirit within will not give you an absolute. It won't give you absolutely yes, it won't give you absolutely no. But there's one thing that the spirit, there's one cool way of testing out that spirit within you. It will never allow you, listen to this now, it will never allow you to happily, and that's the operative word, to happily picture yourself doing something that is not good for the development of the spirit this time. You can picture yourself, for instance, robbing a bank, but but if you look at your face while you're robbing the bank, you'll see your face is not happy. And so you'll know that, that robbing a bank is not a good time this lifetime. One cool way, you know, take something that you know. I know I'm claustrophobic, and there was a time way far back when I really thought being an astronaut would be really cool. And so I tried to picture myself in the spacesuit, in the little capsule, and, you know, I could see me happily, you know, joyfully, excitingly going through the liftoff and everything else, and then we hit the place where weightlessness hit, and I threw up inside my helmet. So that's clearly not a thing that I want to do, because the spirit inside of me isn't going to let me. If you want to really get a yes or a no, try to visualize yourself doing something, doing whatever it is, happily, joyfully. And if you can see yourself doing it and feel the joy that is coming from your what you're seeing, then you'll know that that's appropriate. It's okay for you to do that.
And I've been doing that. I've been feeling the joy. And so is that confirming?
If you can happily, if really, if what you're seeing is you being, you know, really happy and joyful, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I would say that the spirit within you is saying, sure, if that's a direction you want to go, go it. Do understand that there are lots of different directions. There is not just one spiritual pathway. There are as many spiritual pathways as there are people on this planet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you know, your pathway can wind, you know, seven ways to Sunday, but it's still going to get to the same place everybody else is going to get to. You'll just get it in your time and your way. And I think that's what most people have to understand. There is not a single path. There is everybody's individual path. And you know, can you wander off it? Not really. You can take longer than others, but you're not going to really totally get off the path. The spirit within you just won't let you do it. Can you make momentary, you know, side trips? Sure. Can you make mistakes? Absolutely. But ultimately, you're going to get where you need to be. Make sense?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Look at Renee, can you see what's going on my energy?
Your energy looks really good. The thing I think that is important for you to remember is as you start to do spiritual work, which you're starting to do, you know, you do your energy work and you do your grounding and all the things that you do, then peeling of the onion begins. So then there's lots of other things that come into play, working with our dark side or our shadow self, working with our ego, many, many things come into play. And that when you start to contact and work with your energy and the soul energy, then you're saying, I'm ready for this. And so that's what's happening. You're questioning your own knowing, which is fine, but you need to follow, like Barbara says, the bliss that when you see yourself doing it, to go ahead. Your energy looks really, really good. It looks very grounded. You feel grounded. The only thing is that I see that, and which is normal, things are coming in for you to deal with. Because as we start to do the work, then we start going deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's where you're going. You're just going in deeper because that's what you want to do. You started that, or if you don't, you don't have to either. You can just ignore it. But at some point, it's going to stick its ugly head up again somewhere. And then you'll have to face it, you know, whatever it is. I mean, our egos, you know, run us around 99% of the time and push us on almost everything. But being able to stand back from it and become an observer of what's happening gives you a different perspective than most people, where you can say, I can see how I'm feeding my ego. I can see how this is ego-driven and not spirit-driven. But, I mean, there's good ego, too. You know, we have to have an ego or we'd just be a big puddle on the ground. So we have to have some ego. But we want the good one, not the one that's, you know, you're terrible. what are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I mean, your ego, your energy is beautiful. It really is. It's very stunning. And you've done the work. It's good.
Yeah, I'm doing really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
From what I used to be.
Okay, thanks for calling me.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Renee. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Now, there's a person that's interesting because she used to have panic attacks, and what she was doing was, and she called the show, so there's, you know, some of the good work that happens, and she started doing that Soul Star technique and clearing her energy out because she was real sensitive. She would pick up all this stuff, and then later on it would, like, be there, and she'd have a panic attack. She quit having panic attacks from it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Okay.
Okay. Moving on to Carol. Hi, Carol. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for waiting so long.
That's okay. I have. You know how shows seem to have like a theme?
Yes.
I'm just saying. Well, I have. My deal. What does my finances look like? They're going to pick up at all soon?
Yeah, I go with soon. Soon sounds good.
I just work. I am working, you know, and I have to say that I am. But I just was hoping that, you know, it's like, oh, my finances, I got to get something going here better. So I thought I'd ask you girls.
Well, you know something? You know, it does feel like there is certainly balance and justice here, and soon was a really good answer. It's almost like you're so focused on them, you're not giving yourself any time for the other stuff in life, and therefore there is not a balance here. And if you would put the balance back in your life, things would move faster for you, and they would manifest faster, and they would, you know, really give you the feeling that there is definite movement here. A lot of what's going on here is that you've shut down all of the channels that are open to spiritual energy, and so it can't get into your life and manifest within your life. You have the philosophy, you know, the buzzwords, you know, the whole, you know the whole shtick. But the reality here is you're not doing anything to open those creative channels, to allow that energy to help you move forward. You know the philosophy. You've got it down pat. You understand the process, and you're not doing it. So basically, as soon as you get off your tooker and start doing some of that wonderful creative stuff that you know energizes everything, for some reason, you want it to not go forward.
Huh?
So, you know... if you really wanted things to move forward faster, you would have done the creative stuff that you know will make everything move forward. You have the philosophy. You understand exactly what you need to do to make things happen faster, and you're not doing it. You have to ask yourself, why am I standing still here? Why do I want to stand still? Because if you wanted to move forward, you know everything you need to do to make it happen, and you haven't.
Okay.
So
I know why.
Your ballpark, lady. It's absolutely in your ballpark. You've got all the tools. You know how to make it work. You know how to flip the switch. You know it all. I mean, truly you do. There's no reason for this stagnancy unless you're afraid of something. What are you afraid of?
I've been just very busy. I mean, really, busy, family busy. Busy, busy, busy. And I think that's probably it.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Because I haven't had much time to do anything.
Nope, that's garbage. If you wanted to do it, you'd have the time. You'd make the time. Don't buy it.
I don't know. That's some soul searching I got to do.
Honestly.
Yeah.
No, I'm very, very serious because it's as simple as doing a little something creative every day, whether it's writing in a journal, whether it's making pot holders, whether it's whatever, just something of a creative nature, and nothing, not even doodling. You can get a sketch pad and you can doodle. You don't have to be talented. You just have to do something creative. You can, you can color mandalas, you know, download mandalas for coloring and color mandalas. I mean, that counts. There are so many things you can do of a creative nature that you can fit, you can take into the bathroom with you and do when you're in the bathroom. You can double task there.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Barbara.
No,
you know
please,
that, right?
Please don't do that. I just got a picture of that. That's not a pretty picture.
I know. I'm sorry, Barbara.
but you get my point.
Yes.
You get my point. It doesn't have to be the Mona Lisa, for God's sake. You know? You just
need
to be creative. Renee, what are you getting?
Yeah, this is somebody who, and I don't know Carol that well, but I don't think, even though you do seem kind of familiar.
Uh-huh.
but I feel like you have an in, and you know how to do it, and I do think, to bring it to you, how to manifest and all that, and...
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like you've got a lot of static energy around you. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's chaos that, probably by those kids, huh?
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah, can you hear them in the background?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of, but, I mean, at the same time, that does bring you joy. I mean,
it does.
And happiness, yeah. So that is a big plus, too. But I think the manifesting thing, because that's how you need to get where you're going to go. What the heck? Wait a minute. Your numbers, there's numbers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why am I hearing that what happened? Do you have a website? What happened to your website?
I have it up.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I've been busy, though. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I mean, I don't want to get in too far into my personal stuff, but I am now raising grandchildren.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I have a disabled son here. So, like, that's why I'm saying a lot of times, you are right, Barbara's right, being creative. But it feels like I'm so busy.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You got to take that time for that creative stuff.
Right.
You do. That's what I just learned. I learned, they showed me, they kicked my butt and said, you need more joy, and, you know, you got to take time, turn off this freaking computer and go do something else. And for you, it might be get away from the kids and go do something. And you know what? You're going to have to do it anyway. And I don't know what Colonel Patton has to do with anything, but I keep seeing Patton standing there saluting me. Yes, sir. Does that make sense to you?
My last name's Patton.
Oh, crap. I'm
sorry. You know, I mean, I'm having fun with the show, darn it. Anyway.
But really, I mean, it is so important for you to do that. Now, if you want to get a job, if you want to go out and get a job, you can get it.
I have one. I do have one, too.
You have, okay, so you do your other stuff the website, and then
uh-huh.
you have another job?
Uh-huh.
So what are you talking about then? You want another one?
No, I want more money, though.
Oh, sure.
Well, I'm an honest person, so
you
I just put it out there,
money.
Girls.
You don't have enough money to live on, is what you're saying. You're doing all this work, and you don't have enough money.
It's,
right?
What it is I've got, with the extra expense with the grandchildren.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean?
Are they living
extra.
With you now? Are they living
yes,
with you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then you need to go ask for some help, if you know what I mean. You need to, and I, you know, I mean, you may not like that, but you know what? There's been times when I had to do that. When I had four children, I was the only one working in Montana out in the middle of godforsaken nowhere, and I had to ask for help. I was working two jobs. I couldn't do any more. And I went and asked for, I sat in the office and cried my eyes out. There's times when you need some help. This is those times. And it may just be for a short amount of time. So why not get some help? That's what I think, you know. I mean, I could be wrong. I think that the finances are really going to kind of stay the same for a while. But then but then it gets better. It gets better, okay?
Okay.
It's going to get better. I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
And well, really, and I believe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Really,
yeah.
I do. It's
and
just,
I mean,
you know, I got a lot on me at one time. And I'm the only one, you know, I'm the one with the income. So,
yeah.
You know.
I know. It was like when my son, I had to go scoop him off the streets of Montana and bring him home and start all over from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And get him, you know, mental health. And now, slowly, you know, it's been over a year, you know, but it was a cost that we weren't expecting. And then,
exactly.
You know,
yep.
Yeah, that was an extra cost. All of a sudden, now I've got another person here, and I've got to take care of him, and I've got to help him, and I've got to take him back and forth, and all kinds of stuff. And there's stuff he's going to need, and now he's working, and things have gotten better. So, you know, this time period is about family, and because you're going to do it no matter what, because that's the kind of person you are.
You know
and
that.
Me too. Yeah. And so you're just going to have to work around it. You know everything. You have all the knowledge that you need, but I think that you need to ask for some help and help in that way. If you do that and you bide some time, things are going to get easier as it moves forward. As you move forward through the summer, as you move forward through September, and get through that. This is probably going to be the hardest time is like in the summer months.
Well, I'll get through it, you know what I mean, because I can manage. I mean, I can manage things. You know, I'm not a dummy by far, you know.
No. But
I
mean,
you know.
But, you know, everybody needs a little help.
Okay.
Go ahead, just say it.
Put it out there.
Special needs son living with you there too?
Oh yeah, he's 30.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And
Oh yeah. See, I'm a nurse too, and I have seen a lot of things, and my son will live with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude or, you know, but my son will be with me till I can't. So.
Yeah, I know. My son, well, he's doing much better. And it's a whole different thing than what I think you're dealing with. And, you know, I keep hearing the name. Does your son's name start with an S?
No. My son's name's Billy.
Oh, because I keep hearing someone's name that starts with an S. Is that connected to you, like a grandmother or something like that?
I have a friend that passed over, and we called her Snook. And her name was Mary.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Well, her name is Mary, but we call her Snook. And we're really, you know, we're close. It doesn't matter if they passed on or not. I am still close to her. I am very close to the ones that have passed on.
Snot.
Snook.
I know. I heard it. Why did you call her that?
Because somebody else nicknamed her that. And so that's why we always just called her that.
Oh, I'm curious. Okay, well.
I know.
But
I'm sure she's with me, without a doubt.
Yeah, that she's there a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it almost feels like the two of you have some kind of a agreement that that she would help.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That she would be there. Now, did she know your son? She must have, huh?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah. Because there's a real strong connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that very strong, that she actually, tries to help with him. Does he ever act? I know he's special needs. I don't know how much, but does
he? Oh, he's very. He can't talk. He doesn't walk. He's in diapers. Yeah. He has to be fed. You know. Yeah.
Right, and that's what I was thinking. And people that are like that, bless their soul, they have this special ability. And I think that he sees the spirits around you.
I think he does, because he'll start laughing like crazy at me, and I'll say, Billy, what is he? What are you doing? You know, and he'll look over my shoulder and laugh so hard that he'll get tears in his eyes giggling. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, because he can't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's happy, so I'm happy.
There you go. That's how I feel, too. As long as they're happy, I'm happy. That's all that matters. So that's good,
okay.
Yeah. But that's what I see him. I see him laughing at her because she is behind him.
Oh, I can imagine.
Standing there with, like, her hand on him. So that's interesting. That's real interesting. I wonder what that's all about.
Oh, I don't know, but it'll make you think, huh? I know. Well, I don't know, but I mean, well, I was, you know, I helped her son.
Oh, okay. So that's the connection then.
Yes, I was very close to her son.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped him. So... Yeah, I could see, but she liked my Billy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And her boy and her son's name was Billy.
Oh my God, Billy and Billy, huh?
Uh-huh. It's just, you know, the things that you find out about people, huh? But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I could see her doing it. But you know, I appreciate you guys helping me. You know, just because we know things.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
We need to talk to somebody else
that knows things.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have a very good friend. Yeah, I have people. That's what people say to me all the time. You know this. Like, oh, I know, but I didn't see it coming. Or I wasn't prepared enough. And so what it does is it just kind of knocks, you know, kind of teaches you you need to learn a lesson. So I got the lesson. I understand it now, but good God, you know.
Yes.
Oh, well. All right. Well, listen, girls, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate everything. I thank you very much.
Thank
you. I'm going to be creative, Barbara. And
okay. let me give you what Deb said, because Deb had, you know, a lot of kids and stuff like that and was very busy, too. She used to have an Etch-a-Sketch that she kept in the bathroom.
Okay.
So
okay,
that would count. You could do that.
Yeah.
So,
but I just, Barbara, when you said that, you had me giggling. I'm sorry. But
it kind of slipped out.
That's okay. Things happen like that. Things slip out of me, too. But that's good. All right. Well, thanks, girls, and I'm going to listen to the show.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, Carol. Okay. Yeah, I love her. I just think
mm-hmm.
she's the neatest lady. I have to say, without a doubt, I am absolutely, totally, without question, totally blessed by the people that call in for readings, because they are so genuine and so kind and so sweet and so giving and open that it makes doing this such a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. I feel very lucky.
Some of the people, yeah, are incredible. They really are. And I mean, I've met people on Blog Talk Radio, and then given them a reading and keep in touch with them. You know, they call in ever so often, and then I can know kind of what you know that they're okay, or they, you know, you kind of stay in touch after a while. And I mean, really, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to bridge to people. It really is. And
oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's a good resource. You just have to be careful where you kind of go for it, you know, like you were saying. Reputable people with shows, yeah, that aren't just, I don't know what some people are doing, but.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I started to really list the shows that I found, for me, were spiritual shows. And it doesn't mean that there aren't others out there, because I'm sure there are, but I don't spend every waking hour looking on Blog Talk for the good ones. I just happen to know about the good ones.
I would go nuts.
Oh,
go ahead.
Gosh. We got Carrie here. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. Are we on speakerphone?
Nope. I can try and change my settings. I'm on a different PC.
No, that's okay. That's okay. How can we help?
I'm just hoping to connect back to some of my family on the other side. Some of them have been coming around in conversations.
Okay, Renee, that's yours. Go for it.
Now, what were you saying? They've been coming around in combinations?
Conversations. You know,
they've been coming around in conversations.
Oh, I thought you said combinations. I was like, what combination? No, that's okay. Do you have a mother on the other side? There's a female behind you.
No, but the mother in spirit could be a friend of mine's mother. She's always with me.
Okay, just a minute. What it feels like to me is that, let me describe what this woman looks like. She has dark brown hair, and she's not that tall. She's about medium. She looks thin to me.
Yeah.
She's not heavy set. But then behind her is another male also coming forward. Do you have either a father figure or a grandfather figure or a significant male on the other side also?
I'm hoping the male that's coming through with her is the one that I want to contact.
Okay.
It's
not a father figure, though, is it?
He's an uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he a father figure to you?
I never knew him.
Oh. Because these two are together. She says that he is like a father figure.
Can you describe him?
To me, he looks tall. He has black hair. He has long sideburns. His eyes are dark brown. He's not super tall. I always go through this problem with stuff like that because...
About 6 foot?
Right around there. He's not super tall. I would say right around there, like 5'11", 5'12", which is almost 6 foot. And his teeth on the bottom are crooked. It's because he's smiling at me. And then he puts his hand, he's got a good sense of humor, he puts his hand over his mouth, and then he says, excuse my teeth, and that she'll understand that. Do you understand that?
Possibly.
Okay. Now, the woman is with him, and she, you know, even though you're saying she's part of the connection with your friend, I feel like she's part of your soul group. And, so she's very connected to you. So to me, she feels like almost like a mother. And I also was there some smoking going on between them or somebody smoked?
Sorry, this is just so funny. Her in-law is a naturopath, and we, in South Africa, it's illegal to have data plan, and we just took him some data plan. So that would be the connection.
Okay. Because, I mean, they're in a big cloud. So they definitely are saying that. What they want, I think that I'm glad you're so happy. You give me some of that now. I think what they're trying to communicate to you, and they are very supportive of what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something. And the path that you're on and the path that you're working on, they're very, very supportive. There's also, I keep getting S with the name. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But I almost feel like it's not their name, but that it's somebody that you know, and they're giving an S name of that person. So is her daughter or a connection with you with an S name of someone that you're currently like connected to or working with? There's something about that. If it doesn't make sense, that's fine.
Is that better?
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Is that better?
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you, Chris. sorry, guys. No, my surname starts with an S.
Okay. So there's something that goes on that, yeah, they're making that connection to you. Now, when I look behind them, okay, when I look behind them, they show me these fields. And in the fields are all these flowers that are growing. And they're almost like, excuse me, there goes my voice. They're almost like cultivating something or moving things around or using it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they have knowledge of this kind of stuff. And I feel like that's the connection in with you. Also.
All right. All right.
So,
all right.
And are you calling from South Africa?
I am.
Wow. I also feel like there's somebody with a strong B name coming through. I almost want to say like boss, or he was a boss, or he's a boss. There's something boss, hoss, boss. there's somebody
Elf.
That is connected to you that is referred to as boss.
My
or,
friend is a CEO.
It's something, it's like a nickname. It's something like that. Or you guys used to call him that or something. There's something to do. It's OSS, and I'm sure it's boss.
Goodness, 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 goodness. I can only think I've called my gardener that once very carefully and just jokingly and...
Now, is your godmother on the other side?
No. Gardener. Gardener.
Oh, gardener.
Yeah. It's just an absolute joke. We constantly at each other.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, then that's a validation for you.
Okay.
For some weird, you know what? I don't know how spirit works. It's absolutely like the and they will do the most bizarre things to try to get the information through you that you can understand. And some that's why I just say whatever I hear or see because I don't know. And so now this
is he okay?
Who, the gardener or your family? The gardener's okay.
Okay.
They're just using that to validate in some way. Maybe they might even be trying other. That's not me, is it?
What?
No.
All that noise. I hear it like static.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay. We'll stop
right
doing
here.
That. Yeah. Okay. Now, also, are you not married? Are you single?
I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why?
Well, Mr. Uncle here is, he is just smiling like crazy. He said that you're single because of your own choosing.
Yes.
Yes, but that lately you have been thinking about not being single. Have you been thinking about settling down, or maybe you're getting to a point where you want to, you know, maybe have a commitment or something? You know what I mean? Are you thinking about that?
I wouldn't mind a travel partner.
Yeah. Well, what he's telling me is that you are moving more to coming to more of a conventional type of thinking about that. And what he's saying is that the person that you are going to end up with, oh, my gosh, is the person that you have met already. Okay, now, I don't know why the hell he's saying that. They don't usually do that.
My CEO friend. Because if he starts giggling, I'm going to clap him in spirit.
Well, he is laughing. He's very much very laughy. That's why I said, I don't know, you know, they're very happy people. Of course, they always are when they're on the other side. So this is really what I want to say to you, that there are going to be some changes coming with you relationship-wise. And it really comes down to how you're thinking. Your thinking is going to take a different road, and you're looking at it now and you're going, I don't think so, maybe not as traditional as you think, but, yeah, it is coming. There's also some connection to the newspaper with you.
Mm-hmm.
Something about something that's in the paper or something that you read that really related to you somehow and made an impact on you just recently. And that's
mm-hmm.
what he's saying. And that that is also something that is spurring changes in you, or how you look at things, or humanity, or I don't know what, but he's going on and on. He also shows me like
he does. I'm sorry.
It's like a board or something, but it looks like a leather board with trimmed out. I don't know what it is, but he's holding it and he's showing it to me. Like some kind of design that was on the board or something. Do you have something like that that's leather?
Okay, I think you might have my friend as well. It's poetry to his wife.
Oh,
he's part,
okay.
But his wife is still here, and I think was the pot
or
leather color or something.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it looks like a natural colored leather, and then there's designs on it, and then something I can't.
A feather.
I can't see what it is.
A
but
feather.
It's very unique.
Mm.
And so.
Yeah, it would be.
And
you used to soak up a storm, so.
That what now?
He used to smoke a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what, there's tons and tons of smoke. But the uncle is like Mr. Gabby. I mean, has he always talked to you like that?
No, that's my friend. My friend.
Okay. Mm.
That's definitely my friend.
I'm going to go with that. And Barbara, what do you think?
Oh, no, I totally agree. When you got the board, what I kept hearing was, tell her she's on board.
Oh.
So that it felt almost like, you know, she finally got on board. She's finally on the right track. She's finally on the right
good
train. And I kept hearing train of thought, you know, they kept throwing symbology at me. So it was definitely you're on board, you understand the direction you're going to go. Doesn't mean you're going to go there, but you will eventually, and you're taking your own sweet time. So that
universe.
And that's
what
a good
the
thing.
Universe?
Yeah. No, I mean,
I think you're just a different type of thinker.
Yeah, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Can I throw out one word at you guys?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What does the word Australia bring up for you guys?
Oh, my God. Now, we can go 50 million directions with that.
No.
In relationship to what? You going to Australia or what? I mean, you got to narrow that down.
Okay,
alrighty.
It would be, let's just put immigration Australia in one sentence.
What do you think, Barbie? That's like, I don't know, I'm not.
Is that too cryptic?
Yeah, it's cryptic for me, but maybe Barbara might.
You know, my feeling here is that you're leaving.
Okay.
So
with
that,
someone
so that,
or?
No, all I'm getting is that you're leaving. You know, that you'll be back, but that you're leaving.
Okay.
And
okay.
Not that people are coming in, but that you're going out. I mean, I hear immigration to me says you're going somewhere else, and Australia is, you know, I'm seeing you leaving where you are. I'm not seeing you going to Australia, though. I'm not seeing you moving to Australia. You go for a visit, but I'm feeling that a move, a permanent move, is not there.
Not there, okay. No. It's just a question, and I just wanted to see what you guys were getting from Spirit. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling. We have one last caller I want to try to squeeze in.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I'll
Carrie.
Shut up
take
now.
Care.
Okay, you too. So.
Bye-bye. Okay. One last one. Renee, we've got Anna here. She's been sitting here for an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I feel like I've been going through a lot of transitioning with friends and transitioning out the ex-boyfriend. So I'm just wondering what's next. Do you see, like, genuine people, friendships, lover coming into my life?
Wow. Well, you have the freedom to make choices here. Mm-hmm. And what I'm feeling is that discernment is the thing that you want to really pay attention to, and being very cautious about where and how you invest yourself. And it's not that there are bad people around you, it's just that you need to really wait until you can really determine where a person's coming from before you invest yourself heavily in them. Certainly have your acquaintances, but understand the difference between acquaintance and friend and good friend, because you know, it feels as though in the past you've kind of, everybody's been your best friend, and then you've been disappointed with people. So just be a little more cautious with that. The element of truth, the element of being truthful with yourself is here. Make sure that you know, you do question major decisions. And make sure that your intent and your purpose for doing things and the choices that you make is in line with the new directions you want to take. I think you've made an incredible, incredible shift. There is a new commitment. There is great abundance. There is finally freedom to move in the directions you want to move in. You know, don't take so long. Don't take, you know, a great deal of time. Don't take so much time in making your choices that the choices disappear. But don't feel pressured either, because it does feel as though there is definitely the aspect of love on new levels here. There's the aspect of stretching your intellect and kind of expanding your consciousness into new areas of creativity that are really important for you. So there are major changes coming here. Do understand that as major changes come, your wants, your needs, and what things that you require around you do shift and change as well. You've set yourself free for there to be motion. And while there's motion, there will be people that flop in and out, you know, as transitory people. So I would say that relationship is here, because it's something that you're absolutely working on this lifetime. But but becoming a friend before you become a lover, before you take a life commitment, is really important for you. And you haven't learned how to do that in steps yet. And so the universe is going to provide a lot of practice for you. You have a buffet coming up here. So nibble a lot, but don't gorge yourself on anything.
Okay.
Renee, what are you getting?
Are you, you're fairly young, aren't you?
I'd like to think I am. I'm 38.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a wonderful age. And have you ever been married before?
Yes, I was. And
okay.
It just, yeah, didn't work out.
Okay. And you've been single a while?
I have an ex that I've been phasing out, but that ended about a year ago.
Oh, that's good. So
yeah.
Have you been seeing anybody then? You kind of been by yourself?
I've been by myself and
just
hanging
good.
Out with friends. But it just seems like lately, like Barbara was saying, I have a lot of acquaintances, but when you have a flat tire or you really need something, nobody's around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is moving forward with you also, where you're going to have deeper relationships. But it really has been, in the past, you haven't really wanted them. You know what I mean? You've been married, you haven't wanted them. That was taking up your time. Then now you've been single, and then you weren't ready for those deep relationships. And if that's what you want, that is going to start moving towards you, if that's what you want. But you haven't really wanted it before. But now you see the benefit of having, you know, a good, strong friendship. And I think that is just you as you change. We all change, and as we change, our friends change sometimes. I know you can't go backwards. You really can't. You have to keep moving forward. And the people in your life that, you know, you said you got rid of a lot of people, you know, you moved past them. That's wonderful and beautiful. You want to know why? Because you sensed it. You knew it, and you went ahead and did it. And you followed through with it. You didn't ignore it. You didn't poo-poo it. You know, you paid attention to what your higher self and your connection was saying to you. Your spirit was saying, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right, so let's move past it and keep going. And anybody that does that is setting their self up absolutely astoundingly perfect for wonderful relationships coming your way. You're open to it. You've changed. You've grown. And now it's time for some relationships. Now, have you had just a really good, fun, like, sexual relationship in the last year? Or have you just, like, kind of, you know, been by yourself totally?
In the last year, it's been maybe the first couple of months in the last year, I was seeing somebody else, but the ex kind of, you know, came back in the picture, and we just have been fighting like cats and dogs since. And now I've just totally dropped it. I don't want anything to do with it. So I really haven't met anybody else or have been involved.
Yeah, because you are going to have a couple of those relationships where they're just little nibbles here and there, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to feel free. And you need to feel that. You need to feel that about yourself. And just do it, you know, and just have that type of relationship. And then there's going to be the one where you need to be, you know, the friends first thing, and that's going to be a strong one. But that's off in the future. But you are working your way there. You're very grounded, and I think that you're pretty level-headed, that you weren't before. Some things you weren't. But now, as you're moving along, you really are growing. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it makes me excited for you because it's just a glorious, glorious thing to see a woman come into full bloom.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling the same way, but at times, as you probably know, it's lonely. It's, you know, and it just gets frustrating and all those other feelings, so I struggle with it. But at the same time, I know I've grown up a lot and come through a lot. So I'm kind of still looking to what's over the horizon, but
yeah.
Like I said,
but just remember the man that you want is going to be the man that is going to appreciate everything that you've gone through.
Yes.
And will appreciate you for who you are. And that's where you're moving towards. So don't, you know, don't rock the boat. Have a good time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Anna.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Renee, thank you so much. This has been such fun.
It has been. It's a blast. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for taking the time to invite me. I appreciate it and having me. I feel like I've been over at your house and we've just been sitting on the couch having a conversation and people have just been dropping in and we talk to them and they go back off and it's just you and me on the couch. So it's been wonderful. I thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are just such a joy to work with and I love the fact that you know, my audience, I'm sure my audience is partially your audience too. So, that's a cool thing. And for those of you still in the chat room and still listening, you know, head on over to Curious Times. Chris has already got her switchboard open, I'm sure. And I will be chatting with you, Renee. I do almost have a chat room and we'll on the website and you know, I would love to see if I figure out. As soon as I figure out how to run it, you know, we'll get together and you know, maybe we can figure something out to do there as well. So for tonight, thank you, and I will talk at you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
Okay, and thank you, everyone, for hanging in there. I really appreciate it. Deb, as always, phenomenal. Take care now, and I'll see you all, talk to you all. I don't know, next week, I think, sometime. Monday, I think. So have a good one. Good night.